Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is Wednesday and it's the Pawn Stars Unplugged Day. The time is now 6:10. And today is the 6th day of February 2019. And you know who's the first on our birthday boys
list?
Like, it starts, believe it or not, the most popular birthday boy is Mr. Dacha himself, Bob Marley. So Bob Marley is
Ganja.
Mr. Ganja, Mr. Yeah. So anyway, so Bob Marley is Mr. Ganja himself, and he's number one. He's the most popular on the birthday boy list, meaning after him, you got if you believe it or not, the president, the most popular American president, Ronald Reagan, is number two on this list, believe it or not. And you know what? So what transpired, what transpired from that, that the world is moved by much more by a goof, what do you call it? You call it a goofball? It's a goofball.
Goofball.
It is a goofball. People think more of a goofball than a very popular president that really did a lot to the world. Another person that was less popular, believe it or not, less popular than a goofball was Eva Braun. You know Eva Braun?
Eva Braun.
Yeah, Eva Braun. Yeah, Eva, I mean, listen. Eva Anna Paula Braun, or / Hitler, was a long-time companion of Adolf Hitler for less than 40 hours. So what happened to her? Look at that. Eh? Look, she was his wife for less than 40 hours. And what happened to him? She was his wife for less than 40 hours, and?
So all the world was trying to kill him, and he was unkillable. They tried to assassinate him a million times. He got married. That's what got him in the head. He shot himself in the head less than 48 hours. Yeah. He got married. And that's, listen, at least he was honest.
So Eva Braun, after 40 hours, 40, not even 48, 40
yeah,
hours
said,
of being married, being his wife, he met her when she was 17 years old. She was his assistant and model for his personal photographer. Whatever. She began seeing him often about 2 years later. She attempted suicide twice during the early relationship.
He was a mensch.
I mean, Hitler, we all know it was a mensch. She attempted suicide twice because he was such a nice guy. But anyway, she married him and everything came right in 40 hours.
No, I think he said, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna last for 2 days. He couldn't.
So you know what? You guys must appreciate us that we married. I'm married for 34 years, guys. Not a joke. 34 years this year.
You're gonna get
every
a medal,
morning
right?
that you so wake
again?
Up.
You're gonna get a medal. A
the,
gold medal.
The truck with the medals is coming now.
Got stuck.
Yeah, but
it's
you know,
Roy. Well, this is my luck. Yeah.
Roy, every day when he wake up, he said, "I'm not gonna kill myself today. I'm not gonna kill myself today."
I'm very positive. I must talk positive to myself. Yeah. Yeah, listen, Liverpool makes me terrible lately.
Yeah.
What went wrong?
Everything went wrong. Yeah.
It's so nice that the Liverpoolians or the Liverpool supporters suddenly. We upset when we're not doing well. What? Where were you the last 40
year,
years?
Not 40. Not 29 years.
No, they
years.
Did very well
29
in the 70s and 80s, eh?
20, when?
It looked like
70s, no, 29 80s. Years. 29. Exactly. Yeah, 29 years. The last time they won, it was 1990.
They've never increased the 18 titles they've won.
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
Anyway. So I just want to talk about this list that people are drawing. There's a list of the most popular birthday boys or birthday people. So, at the end of the most popular birthday list, so we said the first one is Goofball, Bob Marley. The second one is Ronald Reagan. The third one was Eva Braun. And now Zsa Gabor. Now Zsa Gabor is end of the list. She's like 100, the list 100. Zsa Gabor. Now she was an amazing person. I don't know about you guys, but I read a lot about her. And, she had one of the best, quotes. She was amazing. Anyway.
One of the best what?
She had always the best quotes. So.
Quotes,
yeah. Sorry.
I thought quotes watch.
No. Not watches. We're not talking about watches. We're talking about people. She had the best quotes. So, Her sister, a sister actress, she actually came from Hungary. She was a Hungarian-American actress, and the whole family was involved in theater.
Was she Jewish?
Miss Hungary in 1936.
Roy, was she Jewish?
I don't know.
She was Hungarian.
She was Hungarian.
Always hungry.
George Soros is also Hungarian. I think she was Jewish.
You know what she said? Some people relate to themselves those quotes. So let's say she said, "To a smart girl, a man is no problem. They are the answer." I mean, whether you like it or not, she's clever. Then she said, "A man in love is incomplete until he has married. Then he's finished."
Yeah? She subscribes to your same thing about marriage as you do.
Yeah, 100%. Being jealous of a beautiful woman is not going to make you more beautiful. Right? Diamonds are girls' best friends and dogs are men's best friend. Now you know which sex has more sense.
Yeah.
She says, I'm a marvelous housekeeper. Every time I leave a man, I keep his house.
Clever.
She also said, I never hated a man enough to give him his diamonds back. I call everyone darling because I can't remember their names.
Roy, do you think there's someone there who writes these quotes for her?
No, I don't think so. She was actually an amazing, clever person. Yeah, I love to put diamonds and beautiful evening gowns to make my girlfriends upset. She says there's no bigger aphrodisiac than power. I'd say that.
And I checked it up. She is one of ours, of course.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, you see. So that's why
she's clever.
Yeah. One of my theories is that men love with their eyes, women love with their ears. All right. I think, she says, a woman who tells her age tells everything. I don't tell it. She says, I'm a compulsive buyer. Anything beautiful I see, I want. That's how we got the world of Astoria. I told Conrad Hilton, she told Conrad Hilton, I want the world of, and he bought it. The only problem was I divorced him before the escrow was finished. She says, as a teenager, I preferred the company of boys to girls, focusing always on the most indifferent male and flirting with him until he became my slave. So sometimes I can say that this small woman tops the list for me, anyway. I mean, she can be before the goofball or before Ronald Reagan, and definitely before Eva Braun. But I tell you something, today you don't find people like this. I don't think you do. And that's basically all I have to say. I just want to introduce my team here before we start. But I want to go and put the goofball song. So, hold on.
Roy, how many computers have you got in front of you?
I've got two.
Okay.
Ask me why.
Why?
Please ask me why.
Why?
So, the story is like that. I went overseas, and every time I go overseas, I buy my old man. I went overseas to see my old man. He's 80 years old. And every time I go overseas, I buy a couple of bottles of whiskey. Not because he's a big drinker, because he likes to put it on his... special ones. And I don't buy... Like I buy a really special one, not like a Chivas or Johnny Walker or whatever, but always there's something special. So I put two bottles in my handbag and a computer. And the stewardess said, you must put it on the floor. and one of the bottles broke and my computer went straight into that special mode.
You
where
got drunk.
Oh, shame.
Your computer got drunk.
Proper drunk. So... Yeah. So what do we have here? I want to put something specially for...
You were introducing us.
I'm going to introduce you just now, but I want to put a special song while I'm introducing you so you understand where I'm coming from.
Bob Marley.
Yeah. I'm going to put that one. So I just want to introduce,
team.
My team. So what do we have here today? So first of all, on my right... First of all, on my right, we've got, please say hi to the fifth porn star, Sasha Star.
Yay, yay. Yay.
From Hyde Park, he comes to us, the gentle giant. He is also a coin and tick memorabilia, computers and electronic expert. I want you to welcome Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone.
Then, from Top Cash, 96 Centon Drive. a branch of Cashin. I want you to welcome our diamond and Swiss watch expert, Liel Rimon. Yes. He is a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa best movie critic. I want you to welcome Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Roy.
The legend says she gives the best service in the whole industry. She hails from Top Cash, 96 Centon Drive, where you can get great deals on certified diamonds, jewelry, and top Swiss watches. So just, we call her Nicole.
And all the stuff that you have in the marketplace on Facebook and various other sites.
Yep.
And
much, much more.
And on Baroba, jewelry, glassware, anything to have by the gift, movie memorabilia, sports memorabilia, and the list goes on and on.
All right. So yeah, that's Nicole. And I want you to enjoy this song because this is No Woman, No Cry. We had a big argument before. What do you mean, no woman, no cry? Do we say to our women, no woman, don't cry? Or do we say, if we don't have woman, we don't cry? Think about it, guys. From the goofball. Apparently, Liel says they found in his hair, in his dreadlocks, apparently, they find more than 80 different kinds of insects.
Different species.
Species of insects, believe it or not. Yeah, so that's, this is Bob Marley for you.
If you believe it, yeah.
What do you mean if you believe it?
I think it's true.
Well, they're alive.
Why not? They're alive. Some of them died of,
some of them,
some of them died of exhaustion. Here you go.
Can you imagine living in that
head? Died of smoke inhalation.
Yeah, here today and gone tomorrow.
Yeah, so, guys, before we're going to start going crazy, I want you just to listen to this one.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Feldman. So, Peter?
Well, we got three movies opening on Friday. There's a South African movie called So Winter Into My Skin. There's a horror movie called...
You know what? Before you start, I have to announce.
Yes.
We've got two pairs of tickets. You can contact us to 061-895-1019 for the answer. The answer will be very, very simple question. You're going to have a very simple answer. So 061-895-1019. SMS numbers is 34519. Peter?
Yeah, and you can give us the answer. I'm going to mention the name of the actress, so listen carefully. Only mention it once.
Only say it once, yeah.
So Winter to My Skin is a South African movie. South African director Jamil XT Kubeka has created an almost wordless Western-style epic from the life of a legendary outlaw. The outlaw is John Kepi, and it's played by Ezra Mabengeza, and he achieved folk hero status in the 40s. The film has been described as a thriller and a boldly experimental biopic. Writer-director Kubeka tells the unorthodox adventure yarn. It's a retelling of John Kepi's life. He was a kind of Robin Hood figure in the 1940s, and he went into hiding, and he lived in a cave perched in the mountains near the Great Karoo, and he lived there for 12 years, Roy, and eventually he came out and he stole cattle, and he was mostly involved in burglary and stealing livestock from his consumption. He had to eat, but he sealed his fate in December 1951 by murdering a guy called Dirk Goliath, who was a shepherd who had recognized him, and he was worried that he would tell the police. So there was a huge manhunt, and the film is about him, about the manhunt, and he was eventually apprehended in February 1952, and he was sent to trial. So that's an interesting facet of South African history.
Okay.
About this guy. The big question here is, did he actually kill Goliath? He maintained he didn't. He was innocent, but they got him, and we see what happens to him. The second film is called Can You Ever Forgive Me? Can You Forgive Me is a 2018 American biographical film directed by Muriel Heller. It's based on Lee Israel's 2008 memoir of the same name.
Yeah.
It stars Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, the fat girl.
The fat girl who's very right. funny, but here she's more restrained.
We're allowed to say fat?
Obese.
Just say, hold on a second. Let me hold it. Are we allowed to say fat?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course you can.
It's just rude.
Okay, then. I don't know her.
Chubby.
Do you know her?
Well endowed.
Well endowed. That's for a man, not for a woman.
I don't know. When he say that, I understood exactly what he's talking about. So I think
no, I'm just I was just expressing my feelings. Okay. All right, here you go.
What's her name? What are we talking about?
Melissa McCarthy. Here you go.
As Israel and follows her, she tries to revitalize her failing writing career by forging letters from deceased authors and playwrights. She embellishes their letters, but her forgeries eventually catch up with her. And this is the story about what happens. One of the actors is Richard E. Grant. Now, Richard, it was born in Swaziland, and he speaks very well, a beautiful English, and he plays an alcoholic who meets up with this character. And it's a very interesting movie. Dolly Wells, Jane Curtin, Anna DeVero Smith, Stephen Spinella, and Belle Falcone are also in the supporting roles. One critic says, it comes from a place of understanding and love that few other biopics do, and it makes this difficult character a joy to meet. This is one film I didn't get to see because the studio didn't decide to show it to us. So that's the story.
You know what's really interesting about Melissa McCarthy?
Yes.
She's nominated for an Oscar role, and she's also nominated for a Razzie. Which is the worst
you can get. Yes. Raspberry.
The Golden Raspberry. So it's the night before the Oscars.
But what she's for the puppet movie.
I think so.
Yeah.
I try not to keep abreast of the Razzie movies.
Ah, good one.
And the killer mystery with the...
Roy, the third story is The Prodigy. It's a horror story about a young boy who's possessed by a demonic spirit. And it takes over his life. It's scary. I haven't seen the movie because on Monday they were going to show it to us, but the studio in America forgot to give the key. The key is now used when you're watching these new digital movies. So I'm going to see it tomorrow night, and I'll let you know next week what I thought of it. Looking forward to seeing it because I see a lot of horror movies, and Kanan Horror is not much to say about it. Right, my question is to our lovely listeners, is who plays Lee Israel? Now, vouchers are valid for 2D or 3D movies for regular and VIP cinemas. And this is a special arrangement we have with our show and Chai FM with New Metro. The vouchers exclude Extreme and 4DX cinemas, as well as movies in their first week of release. It can only be redeemed at cinema box office and not online. And it's only at the New Metro Cineplexes. Winners need to present the vouchers as complimentary Mobi codes when getting their tickets. And finally, the vouchers expire within 3 months. So, Roy, you have 3 months in which to see the movies.
All right. So, guys, SMS us a WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 061-895-1019. Our SMS number is 34519. It will cost you $1.50. So,
I'll repeat the question.
Yep.
Who plays the role of Lee Israel in the movie Can You Ever Forgive Me? Just let us know, and tickets will be on their way.
I
will phone you and give you the good news.
Great, great. So someone said to us, what is there here? Sorry, there was some. I'll come back to the SMS later. Let's do that. Let's do that. Sasha report. What do you say? The star report. Huh? Star reports are good. We'll do the star reports now.
The Star Report with Sasha Star.
What's up, Sashi?
I feel like Ariana Grande is going through a tough time at the moment.
Who?
Ariana Grande.
Oh,
so, a week ago, she got a tattoo
to celebrate her
new song called Seven Rings. And she decided to get it in Kanji, which is a Chinese dialect. And basically, the girl, I don't know, does some kind of Google Translate thing, and she got a symbol for seven, and she got a symbol for rings, and she put it together, and it came out as barbecue grill. So that's
little barbecue grill.
Yeah, sorry, little barbecue grill. Basically, she put a braai on her hand. So this is Ariana Grande's beginning of her week. And now, it was supposed to end well because over the weekend is the Grammy Awards, and you know she's on all the posters. She was set to perform, and producers have said, "Well, sorry, you can't perform Seven Rings." Not sure why, but this is what they said, and she was not happy with this. So she is now withdrawn from the Grammys entirely, not only as a performer, but also as a guest. So, I don't know, maybe she'll be watching it from her couch after she's bribed something, I'm not sure. In other music news, it's sort of a bridge between music and TV or film, because Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are set to perform at the Oscars. They've been nominated for Best Original Song for Shallow from A Star Is Born, and they have been announced as one of the performers. Very happily, the Academy has reneged on its earlier decision to only have two performers from that category. So we're now going to see all the other songs that no one knows. And Bradley Cooper said that he's kind of terrified, as you can imagine. Someone who wasn't terrified over the weekend was Adam Levine, because Maroon 5 performed at the Super Bowl halftime show in Atlanta. They performed with Travis Scott. But I must tell you, there's some controversy around this. So forget the fact that the performance itself was just completely underwhelming. All that SpongeBob kind of made an appearance, because that was cool. But halfway through, Adam Levine decided to take off his shirt. Right? The guy was hot. I don't know. So here he is, performing shirtless. And people have been starting to say, well, isn't there a double standard? Because remember that time a few years ago when Janet Jackson had a wardrobe slip? And they went a bit ballistic because she showed a nipple. And here's Adam Levine showing his nipples. And yes, I understand.
It's not the same, really.
If you think it's the same, why are you wearing shirts, girls?
But I want to know. Actually, I want to know, like, why? Why are men allowed to show their nipples?
All right, you're right. You know what? I will actually create a movement now. The men and women must show their nipples.
Yes.
Or just no one. It's not acceptable.
No one is not acceptable.
I don't want to be in the same category ever as a man. I don't want to be compared. I don't want to be viewed
the same way.
And I'm not.
Thank you very much. It's not double standards. It's different standards.
But the outcry with Janet Jackson was a mistake.
It was mistake-ish. No, it was a mistake.
Yeah, same mistake that the porn movie of Paris Hilton went viral. Same mistake, yeah.
And what's her name, the other one?
And anyway, Adam Levine is
Kardashian,
hot.
Yeah.
Well, people are saying, like, why was he allowed to be shirtless?
Why not?
I don't know. Listen, I'm looking at the pictures,
I'm taking my shirt out now, and I don't care.
Yeah.
So that's for you. You know what? You should have watched TV on
now,
TV.
Now, the most
important
thing in the Star Report, give us an update about Brad and Charlize, please. What's going on? Are they moving together?
Okay, so moving along.
Moving alone?
Listen, it's not a thing. He's obsessed. I don't know why.
Who is he?
Liel.
Obsessed with who?
With a pair of them, with Brad Pitt and Charlize Theron, who are not even a couple.
No, I think he's obsessed with a pair of them.
No.
I don't know.
No, it's Brad.
Yeah, well, we're on radio.
Brad is a very handsome guy, and Charlize is our girl, and they're supposed to. It's
proudly South African.
I'm gonna tell you some other news, though, if that's okay, Liel.
Alright, that's okay.
You're right.
I want my update, that's why I'm
sorry. I'm sorry, it's not happening. There is an update, though, on a movie about David Bowie. I say about, because although it's a biopic and it's going to chronicle his alter ego, or how he came to develop his alter ego, Ziggy Stardust, his family are totally not on board with this, and they've said that none of David Bowie's music will be in the picture, which sort of defeats the point, I feel. I don't mind the fact that they aren't on board with it, because you often find that productions where family are involved are not necessarily the true depiction of what happened. Bohemian Rhapsody was quite fluffy in that respect, because the former band members were part of what they were producers. But to not have any of his music, David Bowie's music, in Stardust, I think it's going to be quite disappointing. Not interested? Are you a fan of Modern Family?
I like it. I like Bundy.
You only like the,
I like Al.
The gay couple.
Well, it's
I love the gay couple.
It's ending.
Eh?
It's ending. After 11 seasons, it'll be coming to a close. Listen, they've had a good run. 11 seasons.
Yeah.
Final season coming out at the end of the year.
I promise you, DSTV will give it to us till we blue in the face. Yeah.
Now, I'm happy you brought that up because my final story is, you know, we've become accustomed to really good television on the SABC. And I speak specifically about The Bold and the Beautiful, which has been an institution.
It's my mother's favorite show. She's been watching it since
she never watched the Wife from Istanbul. That's
the show. The show was on television longer than I've been in the world.
Yes.
Right? And specifically South African television. So it's been on TV since 1987. And it's been on the SABC for about 29 years.
Ooh, baby.
Everyone is obsessed with Brooke and Ridge and whoever
Everyone.
Else.
Everyone. Yes. I'm not.
Katie.
I'm Hudson. Obsessed with Brad and Charlize.
It's basically the same WhatsApp
Brad
group.
Brad especially.
Same WhatsApp group. Anyway, but according to TV Plus, they've now said that The Bold and the Beautiful might be going off air only in South Africa.
Thank heavens.
What?
Your mother's going to hate you. At the beginning of next month, on the 1st of March, they say that the investment performance in the slot does not make business sense to continue with such a property on the schedule, hence the cancellation. Do they know that housewives are going to riot?
Listen, I remember in the kibbutz when there was the 1,000 episode, they made a party. Oh, you don't understand.
I mean, it
went
off.
They didn't stop talking about it for a week.
It went off SABC1. Yeah. And then SABC3 had to pick it up because people
burn SABC, yeah.
Their curlers are falling out. So now I don't know. Apparently no final decision has been taken yet. But I really want the SABC to think long and hard about this.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be
for them at Moscow.
All right, guys.
It's
all right.
Cause an uprising.
So do we have okay, well, you know what? This was long talk. So let's have something. You know, we were talking a lot about what's his name? We were talking about the Marley, the Bob Marley.
Yeah.
And just for the same, just to continue the same rhythm of a Marley.
The goofballs.
That's a Doobie Brothers. Those are the Doobie Brothers. I think you'll love that.
These are two goofballs. Eh?
You know, some babies were dropped on their heads, but you clearly were thrown against the wall. So.
Who said that?
No, I said it.
Said it to me. Come on.
I agree.
We were talking about Zaza Gabor. And you know, the guy says, yeah, she preferred to be crying in the back of a Rolls Royce than smiling on a bicycle.
Yeah.
But then he says, he thinks it's Margaret Thatcher that says that. Maybe, I don't know.
What? Margaret Thatcher said that?
I don't think so, no.
Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah. 0618951019. SMS us some funny, funny jokes. So, you know, to say, if you don't like my sarcasm, well, I don't like your stupid.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Eh?
It is a good one.
That was the Doobie Brothers.
You know this kid that asked his dad, "Dad, why did you call my sister Paris?" So his dad said, "You know, this is where she was conceived in Paris."
Yeah.
He said, "Oh, thanks, Dad, for the information." Dad said, "You're welcome, kitchen table."
Tell me, what was the name of the son of? Do you remember there was a show? I remember the show now. His son was called something with West, with East, with some. They put these weird names to kids now.
Kanye West.
No, Kanye West is still lightweight.
North. North. West.
It's North.
His daughter name is Northwest. North?
Northwest.
West.
And don't forget Chicago West.
Chicago
which
West.
I actually thought it was a hospital.
Yeah.
Is that the third child's name?
Yeah, it's
didn't even
Chicago.
Know
Northwest.
Chicago.
Saint West. And Chicago West.
Okay.
And now they're expecting number four.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, yes. From,
through a surrogate.
For a surrogate.
Oh, they've got a surrogate.
No, she don't want her ass to get bigger, apparently.
So, no, she actually had health, health complications. I'm going to stand up for Kim Kardashian once in my life.
Really? I'm going to.
Let me tell you.
So, what was the series about that you trying to remember the person's name?
Yes. That was that, it was with Presley. Remember the beautiful blonde girl, Presley? She was like a, they were all living in caravans.
Earl. My name is Earl.
Yeah, my name is Earl.
That was one of the funniest shows ever.
Yeah. My name is Earl was good.
Crab Man. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Really good one. Yeah, Jamie Presley, I think.
Jamie Lee Presley. She was magnificent. She was so beautiful.
Then she went to Mom. Yeah, she wasn't Mom. She was also funny, but in My Name is Earl, she was
amazing.
Funny. She was a hillbilly, redneck girl, but
proper.
A tough one, yeah.
Proper. So, what do we have today? So, Eitan prepared some jokes. Do you have any jokes today? Yeah. We're having like 11 minutes to go.
Go.
Well, we got plenty. Ah, Eitan.
Yeah. Eitan, oh, all right.
I just wanted to tell you that last week my wife asked me for the lip eye.
Ben. The lip eye.
For the what?
Lip, you know, to put on
the lips. Lip eyes.
Okay. Lip eyes.
Yeah, lip eyes. Sorry. And by mistake, really, really a mistake, I gave her super glue. She still doesn't talk to me, huh?
Is it? Today. What a luck. I mean, well, lucky. You're a lucky bastard, yeah.
I want to tell you that I found the real definition of stalking. Okay.
Of stalking or stockings?
Stalking. You know, when you following people.
Oh, stalking, yeah.
Stalking.
This is when two people...
Because stalking is the one the woman wear.
Yeah, this
stalking.
One. No, not
isn't
this one.
It?
Yeah.
What are you laughing? Yes,
when,
yes.
When two people go into a long romantic walk in the forest, only one of them know that they went for a walk.
Okay. All right. Not sure.
For 3 years, 3 long years, I'm looking for my ex-wife's killer.
Yeah?
I still couldn't find anyone to volunteer to do it.
No one volunteers. It's a problem. It's actually a problem. So there was a guy that was stuck in a hospital in Durban, in a Maharani hotel in Durban, and he was calling the downstairs and says, "Hey, but, my wife is trying to jump off the window and I've got a problem. I don't know how to stop it." He says, "Look, I'm alone downstairs, yeah?" And that was Babu Lal. He was downstairs. He says, he did like this with his head. And he says, "I'm alone here. I can't go upstairs and help you. And over and above that, this is a domestic interference. I cannot help you with domestic interference." He says, "No, I want you to send maintenance." He says, "What maintenance is going to do with it?" "He will help me out, open the window, my friend."
Just had a huge argument with my wife about vacation.
Yeah.
I said I want to go to Paris. And she said she want to come as well. Come on.
You know, I was the last time I flew, the stewardess come and she, you know, she said, "Excuse me, sir, would you like to have dinner?" So I said, "What are the options?" So she said, "Yes or no."
Yeah, that's in a lot. They say, "What is the option? Yes or no?" That's the option.
It actually was in a lot.
What's my options?
I had great relationship with a blind girl. Oh. It was.
I thought you were going to mention your relationship with the.
No, no.
Okay.
It was hot, everything. It was really rewarding. Yeah. But it was quite challenging. You know, it took me a while to imitate the husband voice.
Now, my girlfriend is not talking to me, Roy. You can give me
smart
an advice.
Woman.
Yeah. Apparently I ruined her birthday.
How?
I don't have a clue. I didn't even know it's a birthday.
I don't understand. I mean, I'm a woman. Go understand woman. Yeah. Go figure.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I asked my wife for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
What you would like. She said, nothing. As long as it's have a lot of diamond in it. So I decided it will be a deck of cards.
Yeah, they don't want anything. They don't want anything.
Yeah.
But you know what we've got? We've got here.
God will help you to come with nothing.
You don't remember. Well, listen, I actually don't understand how people can forget.
From Bob Marley to the Doobie Brothers and now death.
Are you trying to say something, right? I'm trying to say, first of all, that since the legalization of Dhaka, of Ganja, There was a few companies in Israel that
they are capitalizing
big time on that matter.
But the only country, there's two countries in the world that it's fully legalized. That's Canada and Uruguay.
Yeah, but Israel is growing the...
No, Israel is...
growing the crap for them, man.
I tell you what Israel did. They changed the law. They opened to export.
Oh.
Before that, you were not allowed to export. Now you're allowed to export. Now it's become big.
Think about it. If they can grow tomatoes, where you can't grow nothing. If they can grow watermelons in winter. If they can do all this stuff. I mean, think about how much ganja they're going to grow.
Yeah.
I get scared. I mean, the world will be so goofed. People that are married will be happy, believe it or not.
That will be the day.
All right. So this is Afro Man. Then I got high. So today, apparently, we've got another game. What's today? The Barcelona game against?
We got the Copa del Rey.
Copa del Rey?
Yes.
Who,
and
the first
game is Barcelona against Real Madrid. The semifinals. So that's like one game and there's another game next.
It's like better than the finals.
That's the
finals, that's the basically. Finals, yeah, that's a real final.
But unfortunately, we'll have to find a way to watch it because the HTV.
The HTV is not showing it.
Not showing.
Tell me, and isn't today we have Manchester as well as Manchester City playing, against Everton?
They're playing Everton and...
Poor Evertonians.
Liverpool again.
Yeah, poor Evertonians.
If they win, they will be on top of the league, at least until Saturday, no?
I think this time we really have a chance. But that's my thought, and my thought counts for nothing.
No.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
You agree with me, my thought counts for nothing.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yes, your thought counts for nothing, but yeah. Still we're full of hopes and, it have to come sometime.
It has to come sometime. I mean, if not this year, at least next year.
Every year it's becoming harder and harder, by the way.
Yeah, but...
Look at Tottenham this year.
Very good. And they've got a young team, yeah.
So every year it's become harder and harder. Manchester United are playing like devils. In the last 10 games,
they've got a great team.
Yeah.
And I think we're better than them.
I also think we're better than them, but we're going to see in 2 weeks.
We're playing an amazing football. The only thing is we really have a lot of... injuries, and injuries makes you.
And we're not as scary as we were in the beginning of the season.
People scared. They are because they've got nothing to scare. You know, if you look at the other teams, all they want is just to stop us.
100%.
But still, we lost one game only. I mean, we're not that bad.
No, we're not.
So, guys, I just want to say goodbye to you. And
next week, it's one day before Valentine's, so maybe we'll give a lot of advice.
All right.
Next week, Wednesday.
Don't forget tomorrow. Advice we'll be at 9 o'clock. Advice how to stay single is very good for Valentine's. Yeah.
And about tomorrow, it's my son's birthday.
All right.
Oh, all right.
Turning 22.
All right.
And then on Valentine's Day is my other son's birthday. He's turning 20.
That's all a right. Butterfly birthday. That's danger.
That's Duffy. Mercy. Believe it or not, we're just talking about marriage and Mercy works together.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. See you tomorrow morning.